thou have, boy? What thick skin speed? Breathe, discuss.
Marry,
breathe, short, quick, snap.
Marry, sir, I've come to speak with Sir John Falstaff from Master Slender.
There's his chamber, his house, his castle, his standing bed and truckle bed. 'Tis painted about with the story of the prodigal, fresh and new. Go, knock and call. He'll speak like an anthropophaginian unto thee.
Marry,
knock, I say.
There's an old woman, a fat woman, gone up into his chamber. I'll be so bold as to stay, sir, till she come down. I come to speak with her, indeed.
A fat woman? The knight may be robbed. I'll call. Bully knight! Bully Sir John! Speak from thy lungs, military! Art thou there? It's thine host. Thine Ephesian calls.
Oh, now mine host.
Here's a Bohemian Tartar tarries the coming down of thy fat woman. Let her descend, bully. Let her descend. My chambers are honorable. Fie, privacy, fie.
There was, mine host, an old fat woman, even now with me. But she's gone.
Pray you, sir, was not the wise woman of Brainford?
Aye, Mary, was it, Muscle Shell? What would you with her?
My master, sir, my master Slender, sent to her, seeing her go through the streets, to know, sir, whether one nimsa that beguiled him of a chain had the chain or no.
I speak with the old woman about it.
And what says she, I pray, sir?
Mary, she says that the very same man that beguiled Master Slender of his chain cozened him of it.
Oh. I would I could have spoken with the old woman herself. I had other things to have spoken with her too from him.
What are they? Let us know.
I come quick.
Oh, I may not conceal them, sir.
Conceal them or thou diest.
Why, sir, they were nothing but about Mistress Ampage to know if it were my master's fortune to have her or no.
Tis his fortune.
What, sir?
To have her or no. Go, say the woman told me so.
May I be bold to say so, sir?
Aye, sir, who more bold?
I thank your worship, or I shall make my master glad with these tidings.
thou art clerkly. Sure. Thou art clerkly, Sir John. Was there a wise woman with thee?
Aye, that there was, mine host. One that hath taught me more wit than ever I learned before in my life. And I paid nothing for it neither, but was paid for my learning.
Well, to this, cousinage, mere cousinage.
Where be my horses? Speak well of them, Varletto.
Run away with the cousins. But as soon as I came beyond Eden, they threw me off from behind one of them in a slough of mire and set spurs in the way like three German devils, three Dr. Faustasses.
They are gone but to meet the Duke, villain. Do not say they be fled. Germans are honest men.
Where is mine horse?
What is the matter, sir?
Have a care of your entertainments. There is a friend of mine come to town, tells me there is three cousin Germans that has cousined all the hosts of Reddins, of Maidenhead, of Colebrook, of horses and money.
Oh.
I tell you for good will, look you. You are wise and full of jibes and floating snocks, and 'tis not convenient you should be cousined. Fare you well.
Oh.
Where is mine horse de Garter?
Here, Master Doctor, in perplexity and doubtful dilemma.
Oh. I cannot tell what is that, but it is tell me that you make grand preparation for a Duke of Germany.
Mm-hmm.
By my troth, there is no Duke that the court is known to come. I tell this for your goodwill. Adieu.
God, you and cry. Villain, go. Assist me, knight. I am undone. Fly, run. You and cry, villain. I am undone.
Would all the world might be cousined, for I've been cousined and beaten too. If it should come to the ear of the court how I've been transformed, and how my transformation hath been washed and cudgelled, they would melt me out of my fat drop by drop, and lick a fisherman's boots with me. I warrant they would whip me with their fine wits, till I would as crestfallen as a dried pear. I never prospered since I forswore myself at Primero. Well, if my wind were but long enough, I would repent.
Sir John!
Now, whence come you?
From the two parties, forsooth.
The devil take one party and his damn the other. And so they shall be both bestowed. I suffered more for their sakes, more than the villainous inconstancy of man's disposition is able to bear.
And have not they suffered?
Mm.
Yes, I warrant, especially one of them, Mistress Ford. Good heart, is beaten black and blue that you cannot see a white spot about
her. What tellst thou me black and blue? I was beaten myself into all the colours of the rainbow. And I was like to be apprehended for the Witch of Brainford. But that my admirable dexterity of wit, my counterfeiting the action of an old woman, delivered me. The knave constable had set me in the stocks. In the common stocks for a witch.
Now, sir, let me speak with you in your chamber. You shall hear how things go, and I warrant to your content. Here's the letter, we'll say somewhat. Good hearts, what a to-do here is to bring you together. Sure, one of you does not serve heaven well that you're so crossed.
Come up into my chamber.